Morning. For you who don't know me, I'm the old guy that sits in the corner back there. My name is Gene, and I am, well, what should we say? What am I? I'm just an ordinary guy. Nothing particular, nothing special. Well, Sheila thought that once. She married me and found out otherwise. But mainly what I'm about this morning is Pastor Joe asked me to fill in a couple weeks ago. And I told him I would do it. And so we're fulfilling that obligation and that pleasure. I was trying to think about what in the world can I say? Sheila can tell you, I spent a lot of times at my little desk trying to figure out, what do I say to you people? We have, this little thing has happened to us. We have, all you got to do is turn on the television. And they call it news. I remember telling the Decatur Herald that until they could print good news, I wasn't going to buy their newspaper no more. And I didn't. Sheila can tell you, I'm getting that way with the television news. There's nothing. All they do is tell me bad news. You know, I need to hear some good news once in a while. We all need to hear good news. I'm holding it. It's the Bible. I thought there for a minute. I thought you. Now I understand why God had everything. He wasn't letting me do what I wanted to do. I told Nola. I says, you ever had it where you're going to walk up and you have no idea what you're going to do? She says, yes. And I thought, oh, geez, okay. That doesn't make me feel any better. But I thought Melvin was going to steal my little thing away from me. He held up his Bible. And I thought, oh, okay. I'm done. I don't have to do anything. The Bible. This one here is a big one. And the reason why is I have a son that a few years ago said, Dad, you're getting old and you need something that you can see. This is the big letter edition. So when I go to read it, I can see it. The little ones at home we have, you know, we have problems with those. But what's the word Bible mean? Huh? Word of God. Mm-hmm. I like to think it's an acronym. I heard this and it's always stuck in my head. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. That's what we got. It is basic instructions in here for everything that is in our lives. The only problem is we don't go to it. It's just like people often, oh, I got a headache, got a headache, got a headache. Oh, you do? You take anything? No. Well, then how do you expect it to go away? Oh, it'll go away. A lot of our problems would go away if we would take, it's kind of hard to swallow, it, you know, too big, but there's words in here. God has talked to us, telling us how we handle things. What is it? Well, the Old Testament is nothing but a book about a family. Family called the Jews. All the things they get into, just like you and our families. We get together, reunion, guess what we have? We all talk about what went wrong. You know, think they're having this, or they're having this baby, or they're having this. Did you see so-and-so's got a job? Did you hear Fred lost his job? You know, I mean, it's all that goes on. That's in the First Testament. It's history. What's important about history? Well, in the words of Winston Churchill, as he was addressing Washington University in St. Louis one time, he says, if we have learned nothing from history, it's that we've learned nothing from history. We're still doing the same things today that we've always done. Wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes. There's a chapter in the back. Kind of need to, once in a while, just brush over it and look at that and see if things aren't getting a little tighter than what they used to, a little closer. I have the privilege now of going from one of the young bucks to, well, yeah, it's getting gray. Yeah, it fell. Come on, get Oh, you should have seen it before it fell. I look like something. I don't know what, but I look like something. So anyhow, the scripture I want you all to turn to if you want to. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Probably this is very familiar to a lot of people. I gave a high school class. I used to teach high school class, and one time I asked him, I said, do you realize that there was a song, I can't remember it right now, but there was a lyric in there that all the kids were singing at that time. I said, do you realize where that came from? No. It was a verse of the Bible. What? In secular music, there was a verse in the Bible? Yeah. These verses we're going to read here. How many remember the birds? And there's a couple of us who remember the birds. They spelled it different. B-Y-A-S. See, he remembers the birds. Yes, he heard them this morning. B-Y-R-D-S is how they spelled it. But they sang a song. It was called Turn, Turn, Turn. And the first time I heard it, I thought, man, I've heard that before. And then we went to church, and guess what? It so happened that was one of our Sunday school lessons. It said, there's a time for everything, a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. Well, all of us have had that time to be born, and all of us will see the other time. But it's what we do with the time between the birth and the death that's important. You don't have to be a superstar. What God expects from us is to be good. He never... Does anybody remember in here where he told you you had to be number one? You had to be the best at it? That's something that we come up with. Wait a minute, I hear that. Oh, that was last Sunday. Yeah. A time to plant and a time to uproot. Now, as a farmer, I know about that. You plant it, sometimes you cultivate it out. Uproot. That means that you get to prepare the ground to get it ready. A time to kill and a time to heal. We've had enough killing. How about time to heal? This nation needs to heal right now. We act like we don't, but we're walking wounded. You look around. Everywhere we go, people aren't what they were supposed to be. We have people that are elected to do jobs. They don't do it. They're more interested in themselves. I mean, it's sad that even as much as, well, I ought to know, I've been in and out of them enough, the hospitals, your medical profession, that sometimes doctors are not interested in you as a patient. They're interested in you as a dollar sign. They run you through some of these places like cattle. In fact, I was more considerate to my cows than some of the doctors I've had over the years. We need to heal. A time to tear down. A time to build. All the time tearing stuff down. Old buildings that aren't safe. But yet there's some old ones we need to keep. But we sure need to build a lot of new stuff. We've got a lot of people that are homeless. A lot of people not doing very well. Not only in this country, but in the whole world. We need to take care of that. A time to weep and a time to laugh. Well, I'm glad to hear y'all laughing this morning. Because every doctor will tell you the best medicine is laughter. And that is something that we have been doing in this church lately, and I want to see it kept. There's nothing wrong with laughter. You don't think that God isn't interested in laughter and humor? He made a duck-billed platypus. That just kind of throws all the zoologists for a loop. Well, it's a mammal, but it's an amphibian. It lays eggs. What do we call it? Well, I don't know. Good thing Adam named it, because I haven't got a clue. And if you don't think he really isn't interested in humor, he made man and woman. I said one time, I used to set her out. God, why? Why? Why did you do this? I know you put the head on the wrong end of a hog. If you'd just talked to me, I could have helped you out a little bit. And them things that crawl on the ground with no legs, forget them. The fish is okay. I can catch them. You know, they're all right. Catch them and throw them back. But he made a man and a woman. And I kept thinking, why do we get after each other? And the thought come to my mind. Him and Jesus and the Holy Spirit sitting up there. Psst, come here. Watch this pair. This is going to be fun. He enjoys our interaction between each other. We don't always get along, but we do get along. The main thing is, whatever we do, we always get back together again. That's the important thing. A time to mourn and a time to dance. I'm not going to dance for you. No. I used to have a little trophy that proved I did. Never mind, that was an old story. Let's go. Time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. What I have noticed in the last year or so is, thanks to COVID and the masking, people don't embrace anymore. Used to be, you'd run into each one another, shake hands, slap each other, you know, hug each other, go on. We don't do that today. Oh, scared you. You know, you got COVID. No, I don't. I saw a little girl the other day had COVID. Then it dawned on me, she's 4 years old. She's just a normal little snotty-nosed kid. You know, I mean, her nose was just running. But I couldn't say nothing. Mine was too. And, you know, I was wiping my thing. And she looked at me, and we just kind of grinned at each other. But we went on, sweet little things. A time to search and a time to give up. How many times we went around the house looking for something? Looking and looking and looking. Comes a time to just give it up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. Some things we just hang on to and hang on to and hang on to. Need to let them go. Not only physical, but emotional and mental things. Time to let them go. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent. And some people are saying, I wish you would do that. And a time to speak. A time to love. And a time to hate. That last one, make it very, very short. Don't hate very long. Hate will eat you up. You know, hatred winds up doing more to the person that hates than the one that's being hated. Because the one that's being hated usually don't bother them half the time. But the one doing the hating, it's on their mind constantly. Just eats them up. A time for war and a time for peace. Remember the Ukraine and other places in this world that are at war right now. You don't even know it. But we believe it or not, we're at war. There's a culture war going on. It's been expressed a couple of times in our own Congress by a couple of representatives. The problem with this country is organized religion. Isn't it interesting? Country founded. Our forefathers came to this country because of persecution. There was some that come to profit. I don't care what you do, it happens in everything. But we have grown to be the strongest, the fastest it's ever been in history because of our belief in this right here. I honestly believe that. God bless this country as long as we kept obeying what he said. We have started going the way of the rest of the world, and guess what? If we don't change, we're going to be the rest of the world. Now with that, I want to leave you with one verse here. It's in Romans, well, it's two of them, but if I can... They don't make thick pages for old farmers with old fat fingers, right, Bob? It's just anybody that's worked, John, by your hands, it's hard to do. In Romans 15:5, may God, who gives endurance and encouragement, give to you the spirit of unity amongst yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is what I... What shall we call it? Sometimes you can think of a lot of things you can't. It's a challenge to this church. That's what I'll do. So with that, I thank you. And remember, if you got a question, go to the Bible. Don't come to me. I'm not that smart. But it's good news at the end. Remember that. It's all good at the end. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for this congregation. Lord, I'm glad that they're our family. And Lord, we ask that you bless our family and continue to grow our family. Bless the people that's in it. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this beautiful day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yeah. Dismissed.